these words of Jesus from the Last Supper. And again, this theme of being sent. And clearly we see here this transfer of power, of mission, of authority from the Father who sent Jesus, and now Jesus is sending out his disciples. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. And so this is a great foundational text for us and our obedience to Holy Mother Church, and the comfort that we should have in subjecting ourselves and humbly allowing Mother Church to guide and to teach us, because the church has been sent by Jesus with the same mission. And this scene of the Last Supper, and especially the washing of the feet, you know, some of the biblical scholars would tell us that maybe in opposition to a common misconception of the Holy Thursday Mass of washing of feet, where it becomes this kind of a be nice to each other, let's wash feet and be charitable, which that's part of it. But this is really the ordination ritual of Jesus and the first bishops, the first priests. In the Old Testament, the new priests were anointed and they were bathed and they were washed, including washing of the feet. And so as Jesus was washing the feet of his apostles, this is the beginning of the ordination ritual that would complete with the institution of the Eucharist, and then him sending them out into the world to be his presence, his messengers of love and of charity to the world. But it begins here as Christ is entrusting them with his mission by ordaining them to his new and sacred priesthood. And this message of Christ from the apostles goes out throughout the whole world. And this is what we have Paul in the first reading, his first great speech. And it's very similar to that great speech that Peter had on the Feast of Pentecost, or that Stephen had that eventually got him stoned. This great kerygma, the proclamation, the preaching of Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. That Christ who was sent to restore all things. And as we had in the opening prayer, to even raise us to a greater dignity than we had from the beginning of creation through the mercy and the grace of Jesus. That Paul begins this great speech. And so we ask for that courage. That when, like Paul today, when the man stood up and said, if anyone has something to say, stand up and say it. How often can we cower and not have the zeal and the courage to proclaim Jesus to the world that's in desperate need? That we who have the only answer to the world's problems, sometimes we are scared, we cower, we are fearful of proclaiming the name of Jesus. We ask Paul for that grace to intercede for us, that we can have the courage that he had. The courage of St. Catherine of Siena, this great saint, virgin and doctor of the church. An amazing woman. One of the four females who have been declared doctors of the church, that because of the witness of their life and the teachings that they have left us, we can become saints by following their teaching. This young girl who was born in the 1300s, the 24th child from her parents. So maybe she can be the patroness against artificial contraception or the misuse of NFP. Where would the church be without her parents open to life? The 24th child and the great doctor of the church. So we pray for our world to be open to the gift of life in the married life, to raise up new and great saints for this age. But this young girl who at a very young age had a mystical vision and gave her life, surrendered everything to the Lord at a young age, 5 or 6 years old. So parents, it's never too young to let your children devote themselves to Christ. And then maybe 10 years later, when her parents tried to force her into a marriage, she rejected, cut off all her hair, and kind of went into hiding so that she wouldn't have to marry, because she knew her life was dedicated to the Lord. She couldn't read, she couldn't write until she was an adult. But her writings give us this great exposition of the love and the mercy, the fire of God's love for each of us. Really encourage you to get to know her writings, get to know her teachings. She had a mystical marriage. She had the mystical stigmata. She was bold. A young, uneducated woman kind of spoke the truth to the popes and to the leaders of the church. You know, so we can look to her for the courage to speak the truth, even to those who are in authority who may be going the wrong way, but to do so with love and charity. We can visit her body when you go to Rome. She's there on display. This beautiful, this wonderful saint who died at the age of 33, that perfect age of Christ. And there is so much that we can say. But her life was surrendered to the will of God, knowing that that was the path to holiness, the path to peace, the path to perfection. So we pray for her intercession, that like St. Paul, we can be bold in our proclamation of the truth, that we can learn from these great saints of the church what it means to be radically surrendered in opposition to the world that is radically surrendered to the darkness, that we can be light in the world, and by doing so, we can set the world on fire. Amen.